Zoom and record that, man.
Okay, so now we continue. That way. Okay, post-Purim.
I'm 3 weeks behind. It's a short portion.
You'll be all right. Okay, 153. So now we're trying to acquire the Avodah of Yira, but in a... I think that's what we're holding. I don't know. We'll find that in a second. We'll now move on to the Avodah of acquiring these ideas. I think we actually read this last week.
We did.
Yeah, but...
You said you wanted to do it again.
I think before Purim and after Purim, those are different years. So we're going to start again from what we ended off of last year. We'll now move on to the Avodah of acquiring these ideas. We've already provided the key. The Mafteach, the key in that the purpose of life is closeness to Hashem and Dveikus to Him. And that's the beginning of the Sefer, the whole Tachlis of the Sefer, the whole Tachlis of our life. And to continue to work on that. Be mindful, be conscious of this inyan. To be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to be dovek to Him. At this point, we will try to discuss, and it's not, and as we've learned, it's not as hard. It's not hard. It takes a certain hergel to become accustomed to it, but it's not hard to do. It's just a abyss of mindfulness. Okay, that's hard, but we better slow down a little bit. If we could learn to slow down during the day, just a little bit, take a few stops during the day, so that's the fact that your work will probably be more effective, right? I think they did a study once that people who took a 15-20 minute power nap at work at like 3 o'clock were like 16% more effective, or some number, I don't remember what the number was. They're more effective because when people go from the morning to straight to the end, you start to like peter off and you get lower, 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 lower by the end of the day. But if they took that nap, even though they spent 20 minutes doing it or whatever, the grogginess, you know, that extra few minutes you need, they became more effective. So by us, we're not talking about sleeping. We're talking about in life that we're always running around. We run from shul to learning or learning to shul to then to work or the kids then to work and then back to shul, a little bit of learning maybe, and then at home to bed. It's like one long, you would stop the leash of Hadass during the middle of the day.
There's one year Rui was giving Josh all about that, but seeing, and he said one Josh Alam Labrishina math by like all like week after week talking about like clarity, being up, not being asleep.
Something that we have to try to fight for. It's a big fight because everything's trying to take our focus, like our attention. But the most important thing is our own, first of all, just our own selves. Just like, just breathe. I'm not even telling you to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just breathe. People don't breathe anymore. That's like a lost art. And then after that, a little bit of God consciousness would go a long way. A little during the day. Not just when you're diving and learning. Just like, at some point, 10:30 a.m., 2:15 p.m. It's very, very important. At this point, that's the way that you acquire the sefer. That's the whole tachlis. If you just read it a little bit in the morning, and the next morning a little bit more, it's good. Of course, it's good, but you're not bringing it into your day. Sometimes it's brought into your day. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu like gives you a lightning bolt, and you remember something you learned during the sefer, which is great. But we want to do it proactively. We want to do it with our hashtadlis. That shows we really want it. At this point, we will try to describe how a person should strive to acquire this knowledge that it is always felt in the heart and gradually comes to be the dominant force affecting his emotions. Right? The emotions of a person run his life. We are, or at least we think, we are what we feel, which is already a convoluted thing. I think I am what I feel. That's already like a lot of stuff going on. But usually we define ourselves based on, like, how you doing today? I feel okay. No one says, yeah, I'm thinking good. I'm thinking positive today. I don't feel good, but I'm thinking positive. I'm good. No, it's I don't feel good today. I'm not feeling it. It's I don't know. Or I feel great. Could be that way also. But it's always how you feel.
I mean, most people don't answer that way. They say, Baruch Hashem.
Well, so they might just say that. But if they're actually answering honestly,
right,
then they're going to tell you how they feel. They're not going to tell you how they're thinking, and they're not going to tell you necessarily how they're doing,
right,
meaning doing action. How do they feel? And it's very important to try to dafka work on the emotions. People think that the emotions own us. It's not true. They only own us as long as we don't take control. But a person can take control of his emotions. You can, right? A person who's feeling a little bit down, a little bit depressed, a little bit negative, a little bit pessimistic, whatever it is, you think that's it. Or closed. You think that's it. That's who I am right now, and when it passes, it passes. But that's that's only because you gave it control. There's always two ways in. There's the way from milamala lamata, which means certain ways of thinking. Thinking emunah, thinking bitachon, thinking simcha, thinking akar satov. There's ways of thinking that can shoot down to the heart. And then there's avodas a person can do. Achrei pulas namshecha levolos. We learned. We together learned from the Mesillas Yesharim, not based on, but connected to the Rabbeinu Yonah when you run to shul. Right, neida nerdufa ladasas Hashem. When a person Mesillas Yesharim says achri pu'ulos, after the actions goes the heart, that physical motions, physical movements, can affect and awaken and inspire the heart. So when a person moves fast, it can wake his heart up. So he thinks that he's down and he's done. That's only because he's feeling down. True, therefore his body goes down, and he can't think above that. He can't act. You call a friend, come on, come out, come out. He's like, no, I'm not feeling good. They're like, come on, it'll make you feel good to come out. He's like, no, I don't want to. Right? They just want to stay in that state because the emotions now affect his mind and his limbs. But it's not true.
It's a malik.
It's not true. That's why sometimes, like Rabbi Nachman says, everybody knows, but Rabbi Nachman says in Tinyan Chav Gimel, I was just talking about it the other day, and Rebbe spoke about it first. Simchas Torah 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something. Like when sometimes when you have a circle and everybody's going around, there's the guys on the side. They're just not in the mood. If a person can't, it's hard for them to find. Understand? But some people are just like, no, not in the mood right now. Right? The people with atzus and marashchara. So Rebbe Nachman says, just grab them. Remember this, Joshua? About COVID, I think it was, or like right after. Drag them into the circle, because the second they hit the circle, they start moving their legs. Their body starts to move. They're going to be swept away, and they're going to feel good. And kachava. I remember that dive is one of the best in Fasteras. Nobody was on the side. Because Rebbe said, grab people from the side. And people were scared. They jumped in. And most everybody was dancing and everybody's happy.
That was COVID?
I don't remember. It was right afterwards, maybe. Not COVID.
I happened like this just now on Purim night. I was like, yeah, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home. I just was like, not feeling so Purim dick. Call a friend of mine. He's like, I'm by the Sulis of Rebbe now. It's like 12 o'clock at night. I'm like, he said, come over. Back in 5 minutes, took me to get out the door, but I went. Just got valid, danced, got a brachas, got some shirayim from Shaila's becher.
Oh, nice!
You're right.
That's what it is. 100%. The whole thing changes. Not me. This is
like mama should have.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing in the world is when you feel down, like your legs don't want to move. That's a lot of tikkun of Nachman, legs, offer, dirt, whatever. But
working out, it's the same thing. When you work out, and just on the physical level, it's. Makes you endorphins. I'm saying that's what it is.
Yep, 100%. So therefore, it can become the dominant force affecting his emotions. We can affect the emotions. The avodah of acquiring true desire, rotzen, is the root of everything. Do you want? Do you not want? When there's a strong and true will, it is said that nothing stands in the way of a will. When the will is weak, the entire structure lacks a foundation. Nothing goes. The oil, the gas, the water of the system is ratzon. Nothing can go, nothing can move without it. A person must therefore strive. Right? You can know all the emes in your head. You can know the whole system's there. The machines are there. The place is built, whatever it's called. The factory is built. But if you don't have the oil, you know, the water, whatever it is that's needed to run the system, it ain't going to go. Ah, but it's all there. Who cares? Ratzon, a desire, a true... Ratzon is Gematria Moshe. Moshe plus one is Ratzon. My real Moshe inside. Nothing's going to happen. A person must therefore strive to truly want to be close to Hashem and not merely say so outwardly. Right? And it can't be that Rav Schwartz on the Sefer is telling you this. You have to say it yourself. A person has to say it in his mouth. That's the best. Or at least say it in his head that he can actually hear himself talking. It's a very important thing that there's thinking and then there's thinking that you're saying something. Right? You can imagine yourself talking. We know that. That's a higher madrigal than just thinking. Talking about it. Like, whatever. You understand. Right? So even if you can't say things outward for whatever reason, saying in your head is close to that. It's not as good, but it's still close to that. You should say it in your head. I want to be close to Kodesh Baruch. I want to be close. Even if you can't say it. Parenthetically, this applies to anything one is working on. He must really want to attain it. We are dealing now with the root of all wills, the most inclusive will, which is to be close and attached to Hashem. If you have that, you're golden. This is not to say that one who has not toiled has no desire to be close to Hashem, but that this will is not usually powerful enough. If one does not truly want, but only would like to want, although good, right? Wanting to want is good. But nevertheless, he lacks the foundation known as Ratzon, and the entire structure is weak. I have a Ratzon to have a Ratzon, but I don't actually have the Ratzon. Right? The Ratzon to have a Ratzon will keep you in the game. But you need the actual Ratzon to run the course. He says, generally, most people get stuck at a certain level because they don't have a strong will to continue to advance. People also get to a certain level and they stop because they don't always understand how to advance, where they're holding, knowing when to push forward and when to just hold your ground, right?
How is a person supposed to know that? Hadracha?
Hadracha, also he gets used to it.
Isn't your mood, not your mood, like the rest of a shove, like when you're in a... When a shove position, like moving forward, is not a good idea.
Right, so you have to, that's what I'm saying. There you have to learn, you have to know a little bit about the self. There's times and periods, you've shown us in saying that there are periods of time where you have a rutzen to move and to progress and you're feeling strong and confident. And other times in life, it's just the way it is that you don't have the energy and have the emotion. So what most people say, that's an afila, I've lost
right,
it.
That's what I was about
no,
to say.
Just hold the ground that you've already covered and accomplished. And understand that's the way of life. There is no other way. That doesn't mean you're bad. People, if they don't understand how the self works, then you could look at yourself like, oh my gosh, I've lost my inspiration. I must be a bad. I must not be good. It's not going to be good. It all becomes negative. In fact, that's actually just how it goes. That's just how it goes. It's like green lights and red lights. When a guy hits a red light, he's like, oh my gosh, I can't, what's going to be with me? I hit six greens in a row and I hit a red. I'm such a loser. No, that's life. That's actually just living life. You're going to hit a lot of red lights, and that's okay, right? That's what it is. Simple as that. It's a red light.
Also, certain times of the year, very specific in terms of the avodah at that time.
To each person, but
it's
each.
Super annoying getting red lights when you're driving. I'm just saying, constantly.
It is, but it's but that's
if tough one. That's
okay. Well, how are you looking at it? If you're looking at it as an avodah, I could work on my patience. It's the greatest thing in the world.
True.
It's all about the perspective.
True.
So, right. I want to work on my patience. Hashem says, okay, fine, I'm going to give you 800 red lights in a row. It's going to take you an extra 20 minutes to get there.
My lights are like off by like a minute.
Or he's saving you from something bad.
So I'm not holding either, but I experienced this.
Maybe you have to drive faster sometimes. I'm just saying, okay.
Right, maybe he wants you to run faster through the yells. Like you're not enough energy. Okay, maybe. We'll chaim to that. At least that's what you told a cop.
Yeah.
What do you mean God wanted me to go?
I have to learn. Yeah.
He says, therefore, the beginning of a person's avoda is to ignite the ratzon more and more. And this itself is a whole avoda. Well, first of all, knowing what ratzon is, knowing how to ignite it, it's a whole sugya ratzon, and it's something that should be learned. He does, I know, Rebbe Vavi for sure, he does go through it. Chelek Dalet of his svarim, he talks about the ratzon, how to build ratzon, how to work with ratzon. It's very, very important. Because the will of something is the strongest. Are they translated? A lot of that sefer is translated. I have it on the website, bilvavi.net. You can start printing them, yeah. It's not in a book form, but they have.
No, I go to Staples.
Yeah, they have most of it. So you look it up, bilvavi.net, look up bilvavi dalet, and there's always an English PDF something, and you'll find it. Yeah, it's a shame. All right, we'll continue tomorrow.